It's Star 94.1, and our guest is the Godfather of Gospel, Reverend Timothy Wright. Reverend Wright, how are you?
God bless you, Brother Jay. How you doing today?
Hey, just fine.
Good, good.
40 years.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Timothy Wright.
Yes,
when you started 40 years ago.
And it may be a little more than 40 years. Just a smidgen more than 40 years, but we kind of locked it in at that.
At 40, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you think you would be doing what you're doing for that many years?
No, sir, man. I was talking to a friend of mine today, man. I said that 40 years ago, I wouldn't dream I'd be doing what I'm doing right now, but God has been good to me, man, and I'm grateful.
In 40 years, you must have seen a lot of changes in the industry.
Oh, yes.
A lot of changes in the ministry.
Certainly, certainly. I was telling people the other day that when 1969, 1970, when Edwin Hawkins did Oh Happy Day, that was considered radical.
Right.
In fact, some pastors wouldn't even let you sing that song in their church because they were dancing to it and whatnot, playing it in bars and speakeasies. And it was considered radical. But now that same song today is considered traditional. Can you get with that?
Hey.
So it's considered traditional today. So, you know, music has changed over the years, but I'm grateful to still be a part of the music ministry.
Our guest is Godfather of Gospel, Reverend Timothy Wright. Reverend Timothy Wright, how have you been able to just maintain and stay at the cutting edge? Because you're not just a person who's been in the business for 40 years and you're there, but you're always on the cutting edge of what's happening in the business.
Well, I try to stay in my lane. You know, I got a little lane that the Lord gave me. Got a little niche that the Lord gave me, and I try to stay within my parameters. And my sons, I got five wonderful sons, and four of them are some of the finest musicians anywhere.
Okay.
And they keep me musically aware of what's going on out here. And not for them, I don't know what I would be doing right now, but my son Dwayne and my son David and my son Derek and Donnie, they have unique gifts and talents with their instruments and their musical abilities, and they pass it on down to me and kind of help the old man out.
I hear you. Because I noticed, you know, being a radio announcer, I pick up a Reverend Timothy Wright project, and I know that it's going to be on point. And I know you've been there, you know. And it's a pleasure playing Reverend Timothy Wright music.
I appreciate that, Jay. I really do.
And I know I'm going to get something out of it. Listen, you have something big that's coming up with Kurt Carr and some more folks. Tell us about that.
On the 24th of June, Saturday the 24th of June, they're giving me a 40-year tribute, 40 years in the gospel music industry. And that's going to take place at the Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ in Freeport, New York, on Saturday the 24th of June at 6 p.m. And we have Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers coming in. We also have Miss Vicki Winans coming in. I also have K&K Mime coming in. And also Dr. Bobby Jones and Reverend Dr. Rance Allen will be the host for the evening. And we also have Evangelist Monique Walker. She's coming in. And also James Hall in Worship and Praise. And my good friend is coming in all the way from Ohio, Dr. Douglas Miller. He's coming in. And others, it's just going to be a great night. And also, we're doing a live recording that night, myself along with the New York Fellowship Mass Choir. And so we're just looking for a great time.
Is there a favorite song you enjoy doing?
I tell you, I have some favorites. I don't have a favorite. I have a few of songs that I think I would consider favorite songs of mine. Who's on the Lord's Side comes to mind. And certainly the song I did with Myrna Summers, We're Gonna Make It, that comes to mind. And I'm kind of fond of Trouble Don't Last Always, because a lot of people seem to feel that song has bridged some gaps for them. And then Been There, Done That, and several others. And, we got some new songs that we're doing on the 24th, man. I wish you could be there, Doc. It's going to be something special.
Oh, I know it's going to be awesome. And one of the songs you didn't mention that I liked also, I liked all the songs you mentioned, You're My Everything.
Oh, man. Thank you. That was with the B.J. Mass Choir as well.
Okay. Now, are you, when people think of Reverend Timothy Wright, is the song you did with Myrna Summers, is that sort of like a signature song or song when you do a concert you have to do?
Sometimes, kind of, sort of. I have a lot of songs that we've done that people request, you know, from time to time. But most people request Trouble Don't Last Always. They love that particular song. And a lot of folks like the song Yes, I'm a Believer. And there's another song that's on that same album that people like a lot. That's the song Master Can You Use Me. And so, you know, it depends on where I'm at, what part of the country I'm in, what they like to hear. And now they like to hear the new song For the Rest of My Life, the one I did with Keith Wonderboy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks like that song. Kind of just churchy songs that kind of hit you where you live at.
Our guest, the godfather of gospel, Reverend Timothy Wright. Who are some of the folks that you enjoy working with? Because I know you work with a number of folks.
Yeah, I worked with quite a few folks in the old days, and even now, I enjoyed working with the late Reverend Isaac Douglas. He was a great inspiration to me. He had the New York City Community Choir. We did quite a few albums together. I also enjoyed being in the company and working with Reverend Cleveland. Reverend James Cleveland was a mentor to so many of us in music ministry. He had such a unique gift and talent of writing the right song at the right time and doing the right song at the right time. And so many others, I don't want to leave nobody out, but just about everybody in the industry, I've been inspired by it. And I tell folks all the time that we as artists, we inspire each other. Trust me, the other artists, they listen to the other artists just like I do. You know, and we inspire each other. And I certainly am grateful for the inspiration that I have received and gleaned from all these other great artists that are out here today.
That's great. How do you wear these different hats? How do you take off one hat as a recording artist and then you go into the pulpit and you into another a realm of what you do?
Well, you know, it's all about ministry, all of it. You know, the different forms of ministry, different, ways of ministering. And, you know, my music ministry is one thing, and then my pastoral ministry is another. And, you know, my pastoral ministry is different in the point that I'm a shepherd. I'm a pastor of my ministry, my flock. And I take that quite seriously, and that has its rewards because I can see a life being changed right in front of my very eyes over time. People come and join the church, and then I can see that person growing and maturing in the Lord over time. Many times when I'm in my music ministry, sometimes I see that person today, and I might not see them until maybe another year or two. And then when I get back to that same city and I see that person and they come to me and said that something I said or something I did in my music ministry was a blessing to them, that encourages me that I'm doing the right thing.
Reverend Timothy Wright,
mm-hmm.
What would be a message for young folks who are hungry and who are thirsting for the good news? Because I know you are a person that, I would say you're an artist that can bridge that gap between young and old. What would be a message for our younger generation?
Well, you know, my message is to stay focused. Don't lose your focus and put God first in your life. You really need to stay focused because God has a plan for your life. God has a designed destiny for you. And you have to find God's plan for your life and work it. Whether you're in the music ministry, whether you're a preacher, whether you're an evangelist, no matter what you're doing, and do it to the glory of God and do with all your strength and all your might, and God will bless you. And the Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. I didn't say that. God's word said it. If God's word said it, that settles it.
Hey. Reverend Timothy Wright, the Godfather Gospel, we thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, and pleasure talking to you, Brother Jay. I certainly appreciate your support. Don't forget now, the 24th of June, right at the Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ at 312 Grand Avenue in Freeport, New York. Kurt Carr Singers, Vicky Winans, Dr. Rance Allen, Dr. Bobby Jones, K&K Mime, Douglas Miller, Evangelist Monique Walker, and of course the New York Fellowship Mass Choir doing their live recording and videotaping.
It is going to be a blessing. Reverend Wright, we speak life that God will even take you up to even higher heights
than you've been.
Reverend Wright, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Our guest,
God bless you.
The Godfather, Reverend Timothy Wright, on Star 94.1.